From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. and Afghan leaders meet in Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama says the 9,800 American troops stationed in Afghanistan will remain there until the end of the year, despite earlier plans to cut that number by half. Mr. Obama spoke Tuesday at a press conference with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani at the White House.
Last year, I announced a timeline for drawing down our forces further, and I made it clear that we're determined to preserve the gains our troops have won. President Ghani has requested some flexibility on our drawdown timelines. I've consulted with General Campbell in Afghanistan, my national security team, and I've decided that we will maintain our current posture of 9,800 troops through the end of this year.
Mr. Obama, on another topic, said it is hard to envision a two-state solution with Israel and the Palestinians after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's pre-election comments ruling it out. The United Nations Security Council is expressing disappointment with the failure of South Sudan President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar to finalize a peace agreement. A council statement issued Tuesday again threatens sanctions against senior individuals whom it deems responsible for actions or policies that threaten the peace, security, or stability of South Sudan. Search efforts at the crash site of a German jetliner in the French Alps were suspended late Tuesday. About a dozen specially trained mountain police were guarding the site in southeastern France. Rescue teams are preparing to retrieve the bodies of the 150 passengers and crew that were lost earlier in the day. Authorities say the German wing's Airbus A320 jetliner en route from Barcelona, Spain to the German city of Dusseldorf went down Tuesday morning without issuing distress signals. This is VOA News. Houthi rebels made advances in southern Yemen Tuesday, fighting with militias loyal to the government of ousted President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi. To the north in Taiz province, Houthi rebels and soldiers supporting them opened fire on an anti-Houthi protester, a group of anti-Houthi protesters, killing at least one person and wounding several others, according to medical officials. A suicide bomber rammed his car into an army checkpoint in Benghazi, Libya, Tuesday. At least seven soldiers were killed. One report says two bombers may have been involved. No one has claimed responsibility. Nigerians go to the polls Saturday in hotly contested presidential and parliamentary elections. The chairman of the Independent National Electoral Commission, or INEC, sought to reassure the country that there will be a credible and peaceful vote. And look takes a look.
INEC Chairman Adehiru Jega says the commission is ready, and Saturday's poll will be the country's best organized yet.
INEC and all its field officials are determined to be impartial and nonpartisan in the conduct of these elections.
Logistics have been an issue in previous elections, but INEC says it will start pre-positioning polling materials Wednesday. This is Nigeria's first nationwide vote using the new biometric voter registry. The hope is that this new technology will make ballot stuffing and multiple voting impossible. And look, Abuja.
Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper says Canada will expand its military mission against the Islamic State group to include airstrikes on targets in Syria. Mr. Harper told Parliament on Tuesday Canada will not seek the express consent of the Syrian government to launch the attacks. He said Canada must strike at the Syrian power base of the Islamic State militants. According to a report in the Wall Street Journal, Israel has used espionage to gain information about nuclear negotiations between Iran and six leading nations. The paper also says Israel has worked behind the scenes to scuttle any potential agreement. The journal says senior White House officials learned last year that Israel was using eavesdropping techniques, information from confidential U.S. briefings, informants, and European diplomatic contacts to learn details of the talks. Economic reports published Tuesday show new home sales surging in the United States, while consumer prices rose slightly in February. Some economists say the data may encourage the U.S. Central Bank to boost interest rates as soon as June. Labor Department data show consumer prices rose 0.2% in February after declining previously. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes down today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.